As far as I know, as a local person who have lived all my life in Afghanistan, I do not know a single terror organization right now working or being active in the field. But what I do know is that the Western countries had a 20 years of time to rebuild at least a road to that particular village or hospital for them or school for them. None of them have did it. And if there were a single road or single hospital, that would be very helpful in particular situation right now. But I'm not aware of single terror organization being active right now because we are on the ground. We are delivering the help. We are saving lives. And I've not encountered a single of them. And I request every organization from the Western countries to come and help the people. Forget about the political scenario people might put forward, but the local community need your help and you should be there for them as a human being.
The telecommunication systems and communicating, I understand that too is problematic. On a good day, that's problematic, but I imagine it's worse now, correct?
Yeah, of course, of course. Telecommunication network system, road systems, even the muddy road that some of the car could get there, even those cars can't get there. And some of the help, I think they did receive medical attention from Kabul using helicopters. And of course, how many helicopter can you use for that? For the nature of this kind of magnitude. And people are still actually there and no houses, no shelter, no food, no water. To be honest, I heard terrible stories of families.
Ramatullah Nowruz is CEO of the Kamara Foundation, which is active in the region. JJ Green, WTOP News.